This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Toy sales are expected to be a bit ho-hum this holiday season. That's after people bought a lot of toys during the depths of the pandemic. And these days, some families are preferring experiences over things. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
During the first 2 years of the pandemic, Andrew Urquhart, analyst with Jefferies, points out toy sales in the U.S. grew by around 30%.
The issue is people overbought toys, and so parents are saying, hey, I bought you a lot of toys. Keep playing with all those old toys.
Also, families are spending more time on vacation, at football games, concerts, which means less time for playing.
And if you have less time to play, you have less need for toys.
At Child's Play, a toy store in Washington, D.C., they're making the case for new toys by letting people try them first.
So this right here, it's called the air tubes.
Store director Erica Card turns a dial. Air blows through a plastic tube, and a ball comes out.
So watch out. Oh, they pop right out. Yeah, and you can change the speed to make it go faster or slower.
Card says when customers try these things out, they're more likely to know if they want to buy them. The store is also doing things like partnering with local pediatricians who give their patients $10 off coupons. It's all an effort to bring people in during the holidays.
Because, you know, S-A-N-T-A, he hears what's happening in the store and what kids ask for. We're his little helpers.
Card says close to half of the store's annual sales take place this time of year. In Washington, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.